Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
San Francisco is being sued by a group of unhoused residents along with the Coalition on Homelessness, who say the city's enforcing policies that violate homeless people's rights when they clear them out of open spaces. For more on this, we're joined now on the KCBS Ring Central Newsline by our insider, Phil Mateer. Phil, thanks as always. What rights are being violated and how is that happening?
Well, we don't know what rights are being violated. We know what's being alleged. And what's being alleged is the two main things. One is that San Francisco is conducting sweeps. In other words, going into a street or an alleyway or a parking lot and saying, listen, you've got to move or we're going to move you. And if you don't move and go into a shelter we're going to take your stuff and you can come get it later, but we're taking it and you've got to move on. And they're alleging that the San Francisco is throwing that stuff away in cases, and it's not fairly giving people time to get their stuff and move on. The second thing is the question of whether they have the right to tell you to move on if there's not shelter space available. And that's based on a 2018 decision called the Boise decision, which was seen all across the West Coast and had an impact. It said that cities just can't tell you to leave unless they give you an alternative. Well, San Francisco contends that they do give alternatives. You have the option of going into shelter, and that many people don't take that option. The homeless advocates reiterate that, well, that's not a good enough option. We want housing. We want full apartments for people. And until we get that, that's what we're going to keep fighting for.
Yeah, Phil, the lawsuit also says they need, 7,000 beds in the city, mm-hmm. and they have 5,000.
I think 5,000 on a good night. I think it's close to, they don't. And Eric, there's no way you're going to match the need. It's not going to happen in San Francisco. It's not going to happen in Oakland. It's not going to happen in Richmond, LA, or any place else. As a matter of fact, when federal judge William Orrick faced a similar lawsuit being filed on behalf of the residents of the Wood Street project, which we've been covering, the encampment being removed there by Caltrans, he said, look, this isn't a perfect solution of moving these people and giving them the options, but it's the best we can come up with dealing with the various needs of various groups, including society. And you have to understand also, if I can recall you, that, what's happening is neighborhood groups and other people are filing suit as well, saying you got to do a better job, San Francisco, of getting people off the streets. The biggest case was in 2020 when then UC Hastings and residents of the Tenderloin said the tent encampments are so bad here, we can't even walk on the sidewalks. And that was an uproar. And the drug dealing is so bad. And city, you've got to do something about that. So San Francisco's trying to do something about this, but you have competing efforts and competing definitions and also, competing agendas. But underneath all of it comes a real basic question, is where is the city's, county's, or state's responsibility when it comes to housing? Is it a right? Is it an aspiration, or is it a right? And if it's an aspiration, you do your best to try to get it. If it's a right, you got to do it. And we're going to be seeing how it works out in the courts.
All right. Thank you, Phil. That is our insider, Phil Mateer, who will be back. We'll hear from her next hour.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.